Welcome to KNKX Studio Session Shorts, the stories behind the music, interviews from our vast archive of studio session performances over more than 15 years. I'm Abe Beeson. In 2024, the Seattle-based indigenous jazz fusion group Kuik visited the KNKX studios. They shared their unique modern grooves, deeply connected to centuries-old tribal traditions, in song and conversation with KNKX DJ Teray Stefan. It's a studio session short from KNKX.
I'm pleased you're having fun.
Yeah.
That was the sentiment shared by many members of the band Kuik when they visited for a poetic and spiritual studio session last year. Currently led by keyboardist Preston Singletary, Kuik's main focus is highlighting the struggles that exist within Native American communities using music and a unique blend of jazz, funk, rock, and spoken word in native languages Tlingit and Haida. Each song performed held messages within their lyrics, and I asked members Gene Tagabon and Sandra Segundo of their process of creating and writing such personable and memorable songs.
During the writing session, Gene and I were just sitting there talking about this piece, and I had told him that my oldest son was struggling with suicidal thoughts, and he said, "Sing to your son. Sing to your son." But it also, you know, reflects Mother Earth speaking to her children. You know, you were sent here for a reason. Don't give up. You know, love will come your way, and you are loved. My child, I love you.
We love you, our children.
You came to this realm for a reason. Hold on another day, the pain will go away. Oh, my child, I love you, I need.
So thanks for allowing this piece to get out there to the world, because I think it'll help many people, not only those in Indian country, but many of our first responders, our military relatives who are out there, and their, you know, high suicide rates and our young ones, and it's just happening. It's an epidemic out there, so appreciate the station for getting that piece out there and getting that healing out there.
Another one of their songs and a highlight of the studio session was Prophetess Woman Warrior, which had the studios grooving, no doubt. But within the groove held a message of nurturing and building community, with lyrics originally written by a Lil Watt Nation member. Sandra Segundo went on to explain her process of performing Prophetess Woman Warrior.
The Prophetess.
And it was written by a Lil Watt member, Faye Nelson. And I contacted her to ask permission to use her song. And she told me an amazing story. First of all, she said it wasn't meant to be this warrior song. It was because women are gentle with their children. It was a song about women and their gentleness. But her daughter was in jail with a bunch of other women for over 40 days for protecting the land. And this is often what happens to our people when we protect our mother. And we can't stop. There's, you know, it's just a part of who we are. We'll never stop trying to protect her. And her daughter called her mom and said, "Mom, we're losing hope. We need a song." And she said, you know, give me some time. And she fasted and prayed for 4 days, and this song came to her. And a lot of women used it during the women's marches that were going on, and it's just a very powerful song. And it's an honor to be able to sing that.
Nurturing and gentle touching that all our babies need so much. From the womb to this realm, Creator has sent you to dwell.
For KNKX and Jazz 24, I'm Teray Stefan.
Connect to knkx.org/studio sessions to hear the complete interview and all the music from Kuik, which you'll also find on our YouTube channel. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.